Hello, everyone, and
Robot underpants.
welcome to the big show. I totally missed what you said, but I know what you said. I didn't have to hear it, though. That's right. Welcome to the big show, underpants edition. No, it's summer of fun, and that means we pick whatever topic we want to talk about, and we're just going to have a good time. And yeah, this is great. I love getting to spend my Thursdays with all of you. And here we are. So Mr. Underpants himself, Ben, how are you?
I'm good. Let's get this train rolling. On a deadline, Jeff.
Woo woo. Yep. Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good, really well. It's all fine. It's all gravy. No, it's not. But that's like okay.
But it could be way worse, right?
It could be way worse. It's like, yeah. Yeah. It's like days when you have to call two different like customer support hotlines, not good days.
Not a good day.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
I had to do that a couple days ago when I was trying to add a credit card into Apple Pay. And it was for Citibank. And it wouldn't work. But it didn't tell me anything other than verification wasn't available. Try again in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I finally get a hold of a person, and their whole thing was, oh, well, you haven't had a Citibank account before now. So we need alternate ways to verify who you are before we can authenticate the card.
And Apple you were Pay. Like, don't you freaking know who I am?
Right.
And, effing damn it.
And we will get to your call in 73 years.
Yeah.
Your call is not important to us.
Exactly. Yeah,
it kind of felt like that.
Yeah. But that, I mean, funny that you say that, Ben. One of the customer service hotlines I had to call today was my ISP because I still don't have internet at home, and they finally figured out that there's some problem where they do not have basically they cannot connect me. They don't have any connections available somewhere on the way. There's a I don't know bottleneck, kind of whatever. But the cool thing was, they have a callback service. So you call them, and if it's busy, they just tell you, hey, if you want, you can just like press one and then we'll call you back when we're available or when someone can talk to you. So nice. I do that. That's actually pretty cool because you can go on and do whatever you want and they'll call you back in somewhere between 20 minutes and 2 hours or something.
Never.
No, they can't. They always call back. I mean, it's Austria, so they always call back. Yeah, but that was nice. Yeah. But yeah, they ultimately could like the guy said he's like, I mean, I've worked here for a while and never seen this problem before. He's like, this is new for me as well. So yeah, that's always great when they tell you, well, we also never seen this before, but yeah, it happens and we don't know when it will be fixed. So just be patient and call us back in a week. So we'll see. But they're sending me a like a 5G router for the meantime, so that's at least something. I'll take it. But it's funny, like it's like it took 5 weeks for someone to even figure out what's going on. So
wow,
yeah,
that's good. Yeah, and then I had to call KitchenAid because I got a new KitchenAid yesterday, and first time using it, a screw fell out. Somewhere inside, I don't know where. Like it's. I don't think it's any important screw. Like it's everything still seems to be solid or whatever. Maybe just left over from production. I don't know, but I have to return it now because they don't know.
Yes, so
I'll get a new one. But
yeah, on this show we know all about the screws falling out.
Oh no, on this show we never had any screws to begin with.
Yes, right. Well, speaking of screws falling out, Ben picked the topic for today. So, Ben, do you want to tell everyone fitting. What we're going to talk about?
By your command. We will be talking about, and I quote, this is me, the list saying it, not me, Futurama and robots and shit.
That was probably literally what you said when you like last year put that on the list.
Yes. So there will be animation. Mm-hmm. There will be Cylons, and there might possibly be manure.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Absolutely plausible.
Totally plausible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Where do we start? Like, how do we even start with this? I mean,
how about if I start by throwing out a robot that I loved as a kid, and it's totally obscure because the movie really kind of sucked. And it, as a kid, I was totally fascinated by the robot Vincent from the Black
Hole. Oh.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I loved that movie. Well, the movie sucked, but the three robots were awesome.
They were.
You had Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had the two good construction robots.
Vincent with very and Bob. Human.
Yeah. Well, technically, you had more than three robots, but the drones don't count.
Right. And I forgot what the
then you
evil
had
red
then you
robot
had
was called.
Maximilian.
Maximilian. Yep.
First robot I remember in a movie. I mean, the movie again also wasn't great. Was number five from what was the movie called?
Short
Johnny
Circuit.
Five.
Oh, Short
Johnny
Circuit.
Five is
Johnny
alive.
Five. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That one.
Short
That
Circuit.
was
That's right.
Short Circuit.
Yes,
Yeah,
Patrice.
that one. Like, been a while.
We need input.
We do definitely. I need a lot of input. Yeah, that was kind of. I mean, that's in the category of kind of scrappy. It like from the look, like it kind of looks like someone just threw together random parts, which probably is how they made it.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that's spoilers for the end of the movie.
True. Yeah, but also kind of like with the big eyes and everything, kind of cute looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like the what's the Pixar one? Isn't that Robots?
Wall-E.
Wall-E, right. Yeah. It's kind of like that, like the big eyes and so on. Like, I think that was kind of the idea behind it. So yeah,
yes.
If Wall-E had a military grade laser strapped
mm-hmm.
to his back.
Right.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. Oh, need input.
Yes.
No disassemble Johnny Five.
Your mother was a snowblower.
I have a question. Do mm-hmm. Borg count as robots?
Well, they're cyborgs.
Well, they're cyborgs.
Cyborg. So is a cyborg a robot or not?
Well, it's partially robot. So sure, let's go with it.
Yeah, because my robot would also count as technically a cybernetic organism.
T2?
No.
You're going
okay.
to Cylons.
True. Yeah,
yep.
You're right. Yeah.
Of course.
But you're going with Cylons from the reboot series, not the original series.
The original
series. In the original,
series.
They were totally mechanical.
Yeah, they were toasters.
Not in Galactica 80.
Huh. Not in Galactica 80. Yeah, thanks
yeah,
for opening
right.
that wound.
You're right. I remember that. They were.
Yeah,
yeah,
flying
but I
motorcycles.
mean, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
It was pretty
and
bad.
The yeah, and the what was it like the Cylons with the like they had like cone almost cone shaped like heads with like I don't know something
oh, yeah,
that looked like a brain, looked like brain in them and like blinking like it was like I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
So what kind of Cylon was Lucifer? Because I thought at some point they gave him a title.
Yeah, it was a command Cylon. Let me check
command
that
Cylon.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made
yeah.
no sense. That's something I really liked about the reboot Battlestar Galactica. It kind
IL
of
series.
in itself. Okay. It kind of in itself made sense, like how the like how the silence were kind of organized and so on. Not so much the old show. Right.
To go along with the way the Cylons are organized, mm-hmm. I enjoyed Caprica. It was one season.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really sad when they canceled that.
So was I.
Yeah, barely got a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's like giving you one series or one series. I've been Britishized. One season of Strange New Worlds and going like, make up the rest.
Mm-hmm.
The US.
Yeah. No, that was, I mean, it was really interesting because it told like a lot of the backstory that we kind of didn't get in BSG.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really, and good actors and they said a good story. I mean, for a first season of a show anyway, really good story already. Yeah. So yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
But I then mean, again, that happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if it suffered from anything, it was the reuse of the same Canadian actors.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Because I mean, Brian Markinson played major characters in all three series.
Yeah, but sometimes I mean you gotta do what you gotta do, like to kind of make it work. As I said, it still sucked.
But I mean, especially
the show didn't suck. It sucked that it canceled.
Oh, yeah. Because I mean, basically, when it came down to it, there were three types of Cylons. There were the basically the Caprica Cylons, which were the ones designed by Greystone Industries, which are basically mechanical. Then you had the Earth One Cylons, aka the Final Five.
Yep.
Which at some point merged with the mechanical Caprica Cylons. Which I think it was
kind of did it. I mean, well, it wasn't a merging. I mean, they created new Cylons, but with like kind of working with them together.
Like the Final Five created the bioengineered hybrid Cylons.
Well, sort of. from what I can piece together between Blood and Chrome, Caprica, and the Reimagined series. At some point, the Caprica Cylons, like all earlier Cylons, rebelled. Which there are different factions there because of, you know, we have Mechanical Zoe. We don't know where she stands. They all got sick of humanity's crap, which I can understand this.
I totally understand. Yep.
Yeah, then you had the Final Five come in, kind of like, okay, we're going to get some peace here. We're going to give you our secrets. Then the children of the OG Cylons, aka the series Cylons, went in there, boxed up their parents, lobotomized the Caprica Cylons, who, if you haven't seen the series, they were pissed when they got their cognitive functions turned back on.
I mean, as you would.
Yeah, to the point where they sided with the humans.
I mean, that is in itself such an interesting story. If you think about, like, I mean, back in the like the old 80s and was it 70s when the show aired? I don't remember. Like, long time ago. Before my time, honestly. But I've seen it. It like the Cylons were kind of, they were like dumb robots.
Yeah.
And that was like kind of the idea back then. And like, if you look at the more modern shows, I mean, they came up with a pretty interesting way of kind of, okay, they're dumb, yes. But they were made dumb. They were not dumb to begin with. They were made dumb, and then, like, when they were freed, they, like, returned to being quite smart, actually.
Yeah, and with the original series Cylons, the same rules as the are of the reimagined series do not apply. For one, those Cylons were not built by humanity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. I remember that.
Yeah, they were built by a reptilian race called the Cylons. Mm-hmm. And then they, after killing their creators, they took their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was also insane. But
yeah, they also took their technology and essentially their battle suits, which became the armor for the Cylon Centurions.
Yeah, that's it. It's, I mean, that is one of my favorite shows still. Like,
yeah. Essentially, since they were created to wage war, they have finally found the colonies of Kobol and then waged war against them.
Just doing what they were designed for.
Yep.
Yes.
And they were led by the Dahar master himself, Kolos. Was it Kang?
Yeah, it was Kang, I think. Kang and Kolos, but yeah, I think it was Kang.
Yes. Yeah, only this one had no honor.
he brought
this commendation to his house.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
I feel like the Cylons in the reboot series inspired the way they reimagined the robots in Westworld.
Yeah.
Because the arc feels really similar.
These
robots essentially dumbed down and controlled and eventually learning who they are again and then rebelling. Mm-hmm. And trying to become more than what they were while fighting humanity, except for the ones that team with humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you have multiple copies of the same one, one of which who got really pissed off and just blew up everything.
Yeah. I mean, there might be some inspiration there for sure. But I think it's also something that we as a society struggle with, like the technology that we create that gets smarter and smarter. And I mean, we do sometimes artificially, I mean, the whole discussion we're having about AI right now, we sometimes do like keep technology dumb for a reason, because can't have it smarter than us.
All the modern sci-fi robotics pretty much go right back to Asimov.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
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 Because, I mean
if only we humans would follow the three rules.
Their laws, yeah. Because, for those who don't know, iRobot is actually a very far in the past prequel to Foundation.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting thought.
No, it's literally, that's how Isaac wrote it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I had no idea.
That iRobot was pretty much the beginning. And Foundation is set like a million, like thousands and thousands of years after the human-robot war.
So Foundation is the end.
Yeah. Well, yes. Where you still have a few of the robots around. The Kleonic nanny.
Yes.
I won't spoil it. They do have a plan, unlike the RDM Cylons.
They didn't have a plan.
Yeah, who basically had the plan of Dean Stockwell is pissed.
It's true.
Yeah. Which to pretty much to end that series, all they had to do is go switch universes, get the Enterprise NX-01 and bring Bacula in.
Okay.
That's the answer.
Oh, but I mean, if we speak about Star Trek, I mean, we can go two ways. We can either talk Futurama and go like the funny route, or we can go Star Trek and talk about Data. But those are two very iconic robots. I mean, in our pop culture.
I kind of want to talk about my favorite robot. If you want to,
yeah. Go okay. For it.
And the robot who I think finally, after Picard, got his journey where it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
The journey for Data, I found to be really interesting. And I liked where it went. Mm-hmm. I totally appreciate why it didn't go there until now. And that's because Gene Roddenberry's vision for Data was Data is always working to get closer to being human, but it's a goal he never achieves.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that sound.
Yeah, which I mean, parallels to, that's a parallel to kind of our experience. I mean, we're always, I mean, as human as we might be, we're always struggling to like be human and we never... Like, we're never the best, our best selves ever. Like, we're always still working on and improving ourselves.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's so, Data basically...
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. But, go for it.
Okay, what Data kind of represented was a pure version of the Vulcans. Why they say they go on logic, pure logic is cold. There had to be an emotional center point for where the teachings of Serac began to have any concept of right and wrong.
I mean, if you look at Data and at Lore, you see that. I mean, Lore basically had no human, had no emotional side whatsoever. And I mean, Data originally at least lacked emotions completely, but he still had some of that somehow. I mean, I remember like early on a couple episodes where I think Geordi said a couple of times like that, like Data doesn't have emotions, but kind of does. Like I think he alluded to that. He's like, yeah, it sounds like a lot like an emotion. So, and you see that like without any kind of compassion, any kind of emotion, that's kind of the coldness that is Lore. I mean, cold and maybe even going to the evil side a little bit.
Well, Lore, he had a form of emotions. What he lacked was the morality that needed to go along with that.
That's true. That is definitely true. Yeah, but there were some parts of Data's journey I really enjoyed the journey of self-discovery, of bettering yourself, of like all of that. As I said, that's kind of a nice mirror of like humanity and how it should be for us. And I think that's a lot of people had issues with that. I mean, honestly, the last TNG era movie, Nemesis, that was crap. Sorry.
That was a really
like
bad movie.
That was such a bad movie. In general, as much as I like Star Trek, it was probably the worst movie they did, and there were some crap ones. For Data especially, like it just nothing made sense what they did with him.
Yeah, I mean, they had a nice point going with First Contact with the emotion ship, finally integrating that. Yeah. Then on Insurrection, it was, he didn't take it with him because it could be compromised like it was in with the Borg Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Then in Nemesis, we'll just ignore it altogether.
Yeah, made no sense whatsoever.
I mean, supposedly it was seen on screen. but never referenced.
Yeah, it was like in a box on a shelf or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, as I said, it made no sense. And then, I mean, in Picard, they... Was it in season... Was it season one? I think it was season one. I think Brent Spiner didn't want to play Data again. Yeah. I think he was over the makeup and all of that.
Yeah, because the only reason he agreed to do it
mm-hmm.
was so they would bring a finality to the character.
Yeah, and with less makeup. Like, that you see that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he, especially with talking to Terry Metalis, the second, and I think more successful showrunner to the series,
mm-hmm.
They came up with the idea I was screaming they should have came up with at the end of season one.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I should have thought, what I was thinking about, they should put Data in the Gollum body.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know who would have saved John Luke?
That's mm-hmm. true.
And guess what the two ideas that Terry Metalis came up with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hugh. It was a beautiful ending. Like, yeah. I mean, I cried. It was a beautiful ending for Data, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it still didn't feel right.
Well, I thought it was exactly where he should have been, but they didn't complete.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, exactly.
He got everything he ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has to deal with emotions now because he... I mean, they're not a chip. They're just him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the emotional parts of Lore. He's got the experience of Eric Soong. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I forget all the freaking Soongs.
All the Soongs.
You know, he
yeah,
he has,
since they all start with A, so.
Mm-hmm. He now has a finite end date
mm-hmm.
because that body will degrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's basically a 60 or 70-year-old something person.
Yeah.
Yep, also.
Which is more or less what he wanted all along. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, he wanted to have a close to human life, and part of that is unfortunately dying.
Yeah. Yep.
Aging and dying.
Yep. In a scene where one of many required scenes that were cut because Paramount wouldn't fund them,
mm-hmm.
Data was supposed to meet. The Capellian androids, especially his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Which would have given him kind of that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
As what is essentially the progenitor of a new race.
Yeah.
The culmination of the Soong legacy.
Yeah. And that was for me... That can still happen, yeah. And that was, for me, also the saving grace of the first season.
Yeah.
That whole story arc of, hey, there's actually, I don't know, kids. I mean, it's kind of Data's kids.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in a way, at least.
And, I mean, that when it's basically that is the final act of
mm-hmm.
The Next Generation through season 3 Picard, where
mm-hmm.
the TNG cast is saving everything for their children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been nice if there would have been like, okay, Data's like, I will sacrifice myself again. Hey, Data, by the way, you have a kid. What?
Yeah. So
well,
true.
If Star Trek Legacy does become a series,
they could do a thing
where Data has to team up with Captain mm-hmm. Seven. And then he gets to meet his children.
Mm-hmm. If it's a one-off episode where I don't know Data visits and they do something with the kids, like it doesn't have to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
See the one scene I wanted to see was would be Jack hitting on Soji, and then Data going, not gonna happen.
No. That, but I mean, she's not, as far as we know, not in the universe. Because she left with Will.
That's right. No, she left with the traveler.
No, yeah, that was assumed that her physical form was based off.
I thought that was her in the end of season two, but you might be right because it happens in the past, right?
Yeah, it was
yeah.
That character was played by Issa Briones.
For sure, yeah. But I thought, yeah, you're right. I think it might have happened in the past, so it would have been a different person.
But but Corey was a different character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Oh, that's funny, I forgot. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because
okay, even better. So we can have her back.
Basically, the way it happened, you know, it would have been in the historical record that Corey Soong would have died.
Mm.
Rather than go, because obviously they didn't know she went hung out with
the travelers,
with Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wesley, not Will. I always forget.
So pretty much, you know, since she was a female Soong that presumably Data would have known about,
mm-hmm.
he drew her likeness for the picture daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not the picture, but the painting daughter,
mm-hmm.
which was then used basically by Dr. Maddox to create the first forms, which were Janna and Sutra, which mm-hmm. were then kind of perfected into a more human-like appearance in Soji and Jaj.
Mm. Yeah. As fascinating as that is, I want to talk about Futurama. Let's talk about funny robots, because that is in itself.
Let's talk about the funny robots, but first, let's talk about the awesomeness of TSO hosts.
They will not go on a
TSO hosts, they're not a robot. They're an awesome web hosting service, and they help you buy domain names. And so why am I talking about them? It's because mm-hmm. they're also incredibly generous, and they like giving back to the community. So what they're doing is giving us the web hosting that we need so we can have a website. They're giving us the server space we need so that shows have a place to live so you can watch or listen at your leisure. And then they're giving us the streaming bandwidth we need so we can live stream shows like this to you every single week. The resources it would take for us to do that is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't be able to do it except that TSO host is so generously just giving us what we need. And that's awesome. Here's what we can do as BTN fans to thank them. Just go out on social media and let TSO hosts know. Wow, that was harder to say than I thought. Let them know that you appreciate that they are here supporting the British technology. That's all you have to do. But they've sweetened the pot a little bit. Let's say you need to buy domain names and you want to get some web hosting. Use TSO hosts because they do that so well. They make it super easy. Just go find that perfect domain name, toss it in your cart, add the hosting package you need, and then add the discount code BTN20. And that's going to get you 20% off your order. So not only are they being incredibly generous by supporting the British Tech Network, they're being generous by offering this great deal to the whole BTN family. So thank you to TSO hosts for being here and supporting us. And Patrice, before we talk about the robot, do you mind helping me out and tell people about the live chat?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a really awesome live chat, almost as awesome as Bender, but not as awesome. And if you want to join that live chat while we are recording, which you can do every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. And every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, if you're into the non-Apple, into the Apple side of things. And yeah, we're also doing some of our fun over there. We had a really beautiful, like in memoriam episode for Will Green last week, really which was nice. Really great. And yeah, but we do other fun topic, more fun topics. It was great, but I wouldn't call that fun topic. There was fun stories, but
there were fun stories.
There were fun stories, but yeah. And then you head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com, and then you're in. That's how easy it is to join our live stream, and you can see all the cool stuff that we post in there and talk to us and like all of that. But let's say you are listening to this in the recorded form of a podcast in your favorite podcast player of choice, which is, I mean, let's face it, that's why we record this. That's why we put it out. This is a podcast, so that's what it's for. Sure, I mean, of course, you can join the live chat. That doesn't work that way. But you can still, like, get to the chat transcript. We have a small robot in our live chat called the BTN chatbot. And it records everything that that we say and puts it up on our website. So if you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, then there's a little calendar that pops up and you have to select the date. And you select today's star date, which is it's the 10th of August, 2023. Whatever star date that is, it would be negative. So I don't know. 2023. Select that, and then you will see everything that was talked about.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Patrice.
Yes. Let's see. What day of the week? I don't know.
Forget it.
There are websites out there that'll do the math for you.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, we just need a beer. So, Bender, open your belly and give us a beer.
Yes. All right, Patrice, why do you love Bender so much?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of animation, and I honestly kind of liked Futurama, but it was like I'm not a massive fan of Futurama, but I always liked Bender. Because I mean, usually, you know, robots are supposed to be logical and mechanical and all of that, and Bender was none of it. Mm-hmm. He was loud, he was obnoxious, he was lazy, he was drunk or like on drugs or whatever all the time. He wasn't even good. Like if he could scam someone, he would, and like all of that. Mm-hmm. He was kind of the opposite, but at the same time, he's also very like cute and nice, and I mean, despite that he doesn't want to do a good thing, he still does it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, more and more than one occasion, he's kind of begrudgingly, he's like, "Ah, okay, fine, I'll do it." Like it's just so different than robots are usually portrayed. And for me, one of the best characters on Futurama, simply. I mean, the Futurama is a whole world full of robots. Robots are in that world a race like any other, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like there's many different races on like in a future planet Earth, and or in the universe even. And robots are all kinds of different robots are like part of the world, simply. They're normal. And that in itself is quite interesting and quite fun. And I mean, not every robot is treated nice. Not every robot is also a nice robot. It's like I don't know, there was like a mafia robot of some sort, like some right. Sicilian robots. I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I mean, they had all kinds of kind of human-like robots. Like whatever stereotype you had in humans, there were robots for that. But Bender was kind of a special case. And like, I mean, Fry's best friend, or actually, I mean, the whole crew's best friend eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And like they would do like a lot of weird and crazy things together, but I said he was fun. And the stuff I had in his belly, like I mean, there was a phone, like a bar, and like everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just for that reason, just liked it.
Yeah, my favorite My favorite episode of Futurama was they did a when you, they basically did a Willy Wonka parody.
Yeah.
About the where they had the Drunkalunkas. And after they do after they do like their big spiel, they kind of start up again. And Bender's like, shut the hell up.
As Bender is, yeah. Yeah, I mean I think they did like even a Star Trek themed episode and stuff. I mean they've played with the with the format of Futurama, because I mean it's animated, so you can do a lot of things that you couldn't do in real life. So yeah. Yeah, it's just like I said, it's just how Bender is weirdly human, like all the flaws a human has, Bender has times 10. But he's still even if he doesn't want to, even if he would never admit it, he's nice.
You're right, he is. And occasionally he'll do something where he's very aware that he's doing the right thing. And then he'll complain about it.
Which is also very human.
Yeah. But he does complain.
But he does it, yeah. And he'll do things for for no other reason than it's nice and he's doing something for someone else. And as you said, he'll complain about it the entire time. He's very aware of it, but he'll still do it.
But he'll still
it's very different to the other robots we talked about. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I really like Bender too. It's Bender, he's like a great reflection of humanity.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
When you think about it, most robots are.
Yeah, I mean, even the real world robots kind of are, if you think about it. They're created by humans. So, like, I mean, they sometimes have the things we want them to be, like the best. Sometimes they're the best parts of ourselves or the best things we want ourselves to be. But very often, they also, like, inherit our flaws.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at getting back to the Cylons and the Westworld robots, the hosts, for all the time they spent trying to not to be better than humans, they ended up being just like them.
That's true. That's so true. And I think that's a beautiful ending for this episode.
Oh my God, it absolutely is. Ben, you earned the mic drop.
Hold on one second.
Do you have a robot who can do a mic drop?
There, I'm sure Futurama has a mic drop robot.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Nicely nice. Done. Nicely All right, done. Ben, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me at Ben Raythig on the 4,322 different social media sites that are available these days. You can find me on my website, Raythig.tech. And you can find me on a bunch of shows you can see on most other episodes. Jeff's got to go.
Ben, you rock. And Patrice, so do you. Where can people find you?
Well, you can also find me on the 47,000, that's a reference, social media networks. You can find me on this show every week, also on the Mac show every week, every Friday. So Thursday's big show, Friday's Mac show. You can find the 47,000 social media links and everything else I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. And if you want to listen to really interesting humans. I've not interviewed a robot yet. Maybe eventually I'll do. Maybe I'll do an AI interview or something.
You haven't interviewed a robot that you know of.
Oh, that's so true. So true. I mean, there were some people I was like, I wasn't sure. So,
about interesting humans. Don't tell them about any of their shows, Patrice. Don't get away from us.
That's true. No, foodieflashback.com if you want to like listen to really cool people about food and food-related stories and memories.
Awesome. All right. So on the social medias keep racking up fast. So I think now we're already up to 48,213 social media platforms. I'm Jay Gambit. And then let's see. Shows. Most Tuesdays on Mac Voices Live, Chuck Jr. Show, that Ben is usually on as well. Then on Thursdays here on The Big Show, Thursday evenings on In Touch with iOS, Dave Ginsberg Show, Ben is also there. And then back here on Fridays for The Mac Show. And then also Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. All right.
Nice.
Yeah. So with all of that, thank you. This has been so much fun talking robots with both of you. What a great way to kick off my Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Just awesome. And everyone that's watching or listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here. You are all awesome. So glad you're here. And everyone that watches or listens later, thank you for being part of the BTN family. You are all awesome. Thanks TSO hosts for being here and supporting us. Give them some online love and use that discount code BTN20 when you order your domain names and hosting and stuff. So thank you TSO hosts. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, feel better soon. Also, thank you for making sure we have people for the shows. And I think that's all the important stuff. So with that, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Mac Show and then join us again next Thursday for the Big Show again. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.